Mary, Martha, and Lazarus are hosting a dinner in Jesus' honor for raising Lazarus from the dead. And in this passage, these three people are described for us with some interesting details. John chapter 12, verse 2 says, "So they gave a dinner for him there, and Martha served." And this is where we want to pause the action for just a moment. Martha is doing what we have come to expect her to be doing, and I feel like I need to rescue Martha for just a moment. Many people think that Martha was not spiritual, and that's dead wrong. Martha was a woman of great faith. And the reason I have great appreciation for Martha is because I'm married to a Martha type. Marthas are magicians. Here's what I mean. I love to have people over to our house. We love to host people at our house. So it's not uncommon for me to walk in on a Tuesday or Wednesday and say to my wife, Christy, "Hey, I want to have so-and-so over for supper for Thursday or Friday night. What do you think?" And it may just be another couple, or it could be eight people. And then on Thursday or Friday night, whenever the dinner is set, the people show up, and then bam, there's this all this food on the table. It's magical. I mean, really, we have a strict grocery budget. So when I say, "Let's have these people over," she somehow makes it all fit into the budget. When you begin walking in your faith and start coming to church consistently, one of the stories you're going to hear early on is the story of Martha and Mary in Luke chapter 10. And what takes place in Luke chapter 10 is very similar to the scene we have here in John chapter 12. In Luke 10, Jesus is in town and he stops at Mary and Martha and Lazarus' house, where Martha prepares a meal for Jesus. She's hustling and bustling, busy with the preparations, the dishes, getting the home prepared, and Mary's not doing any of those things. Well, at least in Martha's estimation, Mary's not doing anything of significance. And then finally, fed up with the situation, Martha barges into the living room where Jesus is, and Mary is there sitting at his feet, and she says, "Hey, Jesus, don't you think Mary should get off her backside and give me a hand?" To which Jesus ever so lovingly says, "You are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion." And so Martha was rightly corrected and redirected by Jesus. Jesus' words are more important than Martha's work, especially when her work was disconnected from his words. But that story is usually the sum total of what we remember about Martha. But look at our text today. They are giving a dinner in honor of Jesus. I wonder if Lazarus asked his sister, "Hey, Martha, what do you think about having Jesus over for supper?" Martha responds, "Sure, that sounds great. I'd love to honor him and thank him. After all, he showed his immense power in raising you from the dead. What a great idea, Lazarus." And then Lazarus says, "By the way, he will have his 12 disciples with him. 12 hefty, hairy-chested disciples." But here's what we read. Martha served. Before, in Luke chapter 10, it looks like she fixed a meal for four people and complained about having to do it. But here, in John 12, she's serving 17 people and not one note of bitterness. You know why? Because she had been transformed by the Master. Because Jesus is worth every ounce of her labor when it's done in honor to him. So consider this as well. She was harboring a fugitive. She was putting her life on the line. Anyone who knew where Jesus was, they were supposed to report him so that he could be arrested and then executed. But instead of reporting Jesus, Martha serves and honors him. Today when you pray, please pray for Rana Costa El-Haj and her family, our missionaries in Lebanon. And also remember the Afrikaans LifeWord broadcast heard in South Africa.